Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from New Thought Common Sense and What Life Means to Me by Ello Wheeler Wilcox, published in 1908. A most beautiful calendar opens with the lines, "I'll not easily offend, nor be easily offended. What's amiss I'll try to mend, and endure what can't be mended." One could hardly start the day with a better resolution than what is contained in those lines. To not easily offend is to be continually considerate. We should all strive to think before speaking, to restrain the careless word and the useless criticism, to forgo the pleasure of a laugh when it would fall as ridicule on sensitive ears, and to avoid the little sins of omission which mar friendship: the unanswered letter, the unreturned call, the unspoken word of approval or congratulation for achievements, and the unoffered word of sympathy for trouble or loss. Then, too, even more admirable still, it seems to me, is the resolve, "nor be easily offended." One of the most expensive luxuries of life, and the least profitable as an investment for happiness, is the friend who is easily offended, and to whom you are forever apologizing for the mistakes you did not mean to make, and the slights you did not know you had given until they were forced upon your unwilling attention. Easily offended nature is usually the selfish and self-centered nature. Yet it may be found, too, with those who have been neglected in early youth and who have formed the habit of self-depreciation. I know a successful and broad-minded businessman who is hypersensitive regarding the small things of life and who imagines he is being neglected and slighted if a friend passes him absorbed in thought with only a passing greeting. But this man had been an orphan, living a lonely childhood among people who fed and clothed him, but who oftentimes made him realize that he was not an important factor in their lives. So he had shaped his mind to gloomy thoughts of neglect, and after he became important to the lives of many people, and a man of large affairs and wide interests, still his brain continued to work in the old groove, and he was easily offended. More frequently, however, this fault is associated with the selfish and the vain, who find no happiness unless given the center of life's stage, with the full force of the spotlight thrown upon them. If but one individual in the audience looks at any other of God's company for a brief moment, they are offended and want to resign from the role and compel the curtain to come down. Difficult indeed is life for such people, and being with such people. Therefore, the motto which bids us to be not easily offended should be written in neon letters and hung where all may read. You can help sweeten the world for yourself and for others if you live true to this motto. Put it into practice first of all, where every great virtue and accomplishment should be practiced: in the home. As a spouse, child, sibling, or parent, be not easily offended. The touchy person can destroy an Eden almost as easily as can the serpent. there is usually a lamentable lack of a sense of humor in a person who is easily offended. They take every small action, every look, and every failure to speak as a serious intent on the part of somebody to wound their feelings. Oh, how they suffer! Yet how they make others suffer by their silly self-consciousness and eternal sensitiveness. They will tell you that because they give so much and are so unselfish, they suffer more keenly from perceived slights. But this is not true of love. Really, a loving nature is so occupied with giving that it does not find time to be offended over small neglects. The loving nature is not touchy. It is not suspicious. It is not easily offended. It is cheerful. It is generous. It is optimistic. It is amiable. And these are qualities which help men and women build earthly heavens, and family and friends who are true, loyal, and admiring. So be not easily offended.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.